Chapter 7.
Given the correct environment, certain types of marijuana will, as God intended, grow freely with very little tending. A low-maintenance plant. Their patch was on a plateau of high ground down towards the southern boundary, sheltered from the wind by surrounding rocks, south-facing and bathed in the warm Texan sunshine for most of the day. It was a 15-minute walk from the main center of the camp. A nice walk, too, following the creek for part of the way, then turning uphill through a grove of live oaks, the trees almost bare now in the last days of October.
October, the trees are stripped bare,
Jesus sings again as he and Morgan walk along, canvas sacks thrown over their backs. Man, I hate you two, Morgan says. I'm going to have that in my goddamn head the rest of the day. See, JC says, it's a good song. Talk about a messiah complex. That's your guy. Damn, Morgs, you're a real indie kid sometimes, you know that? I'm an indie kid? Who's the motherfucker owns the complete works of the Field Mice? Good band, man, Jesus says as they come through the space between the rocks and into the little clearing, the marijuana patch spread out before them, about 30 square yards of plants, yellowing now in the cold. Okay, I'll start on the left, you take the right, and I'll meet you in the middle. Are we doing this because of that preacher asshole the other day? The lazy drone of a light aircraft carried down to them on the breeze, the small propeller airplane moving slowly across the sky above them, casting shadows across the wetlands. Well, Jesus says, bending and picking, taking only the greenish leaves that are worth drying out. Let's just say I thought it'd be a good idea to, tidy up some.